This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Carly Fiorina joins us now from New Hampshire. Mrs. Fiorina, ABC Television has to draw a line somewhere. I know it must be frustrating, but why should they bend the rules for you?
Are you kidding? They don't have to draw the line where they've drawn it. I have more delegates than people standing on that stage. I have more cash on hand than people standing on that stage. I just beat people who are standing on that stage. For heaven's sakes, voters can handle 8 candidates, so I'm the only one they're going to keep off that stage? I don't think so.
In your view, what's broken here? Why shouldn't a private sector media company get to decide how it wants to run its TV show?
Because it's not a TV show. It's a debate for primary voters. And in this case, it's a debate for Republican primary voters. But you see, what you just said is exactly the problem. The media is running a TV show. They don't care about Republican primary voters. The thing is, the RNC should and does, and Republican primary voters care. So having 8 candidates on the stage, particularly when 8 have already left this race, having 8 on the stage serves the interest of the Republican primary voters. By the way, it'd make a better show to have me on that stage as well. But hopefully ABC will understand that circumstances have changed now. A bunch of people have dropped out of the race, and there's no justification for keeping one candidate off, particularly the candidate who's beat people who are sitting on that stage.
I was looking at your letter to the RNC, the Republican National Committee. It makes the point that you should be included in the debate in part, because you've raised more money than some other candidates. Do it your way. That might suggest that wealthier donors get a pretty big role in choosing who got to be on that stage. That's not going to sound right to some people.
Well, and it's not true either. I assume you recognize that there are loads of small donors. But the ability to raise money, and we've done a great deal of it online with small donors, the ability to raise money is a show of support. It also demonstrates viability. There are a couple people standing on that stage who aren't viable after New Hampshire. They're not on the ballots in all the states as we are. It's not about wealthy donors. If that were the case, then, you know, Jeb Bush would be leading, because he has more wealthy donors and more money than anyone else, and he spent more money than anyone else.
I want to take a moment here now to talk to you about the economy for a second. Some economists I talk to are not ruling out the chance that this country will be in a recession by the time of Election Day in November. It's not the consensus. It's not a foregone conclusion. But is this economy getting the attention it requires in this campaign?
Well, it depends on who the candidate is. But certainly I give it a lot of attention. Working families' wages have stagnated for 40 years. We are destroying the job creators of this nation, who actually are not big companies, but small companies and new companies and family-owned businesses. The crushing weight of government is destroying them. So whether or not we're in a recession, we cannot settle for an economy where record numbers of men are out of work and record numbers of women are living in poverty and our young people don't think the American dream is real anymore. We can't settle for that.
It's not just small business. I was looking at some data that we gathered. It's often new companies that are engines for job growth. What could you do for them so that they could perhaps come up with even more jobs?
New companies are vital. So despite all the hoopla over Silicon Valley, most new companies get their loan, their helping hand, from community banks or credit unions. They are being destroyed. We've now destroyed 1,591 community banks. We've destroyed 20% of the credit union industry.
Because of post-financial crisis regulation?
Because of Dodd-Frank. Wall Street banks helped write that legislation to protect themselves. So now instead of 10 banks too big to fail, we have 5 even bigger, even more powerful, even more entrenched banks. And the little guys, the community banks and the credit union industry, are being destroyed. When government is big and powerful and complicated, only the big and the powerful and the wealthy and the well-connected can handle it, and that's what's going on.
Carly Fiorina is running as a Republican for President of the United States. She's also the former CEO of the Silicon Valley company, Hewlett-Packard. Mrs. Fiorina, thank you for this.
Thank you, David.